live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has hit back at Karen Bradley's apology, telling the Dáil it was the content of her remarks, not the language used, that has caused a widespread upset. Integrated health services across Irish border will be hugely impacted after Brexit. That's according to Border Residents Against Brexit. 100 new jobs are to be created in the northwest. There's been a 14% fall in the number of people signing on the live register in Donegal. And three people have been found dead in suspicious circumstances at an apartment in Newry in County Down. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Northern Ireland Secretary says her comment that killings carried out by the security forces during the Troubles were not crimes was deeply insensitive. Karen Bradley issued an apology today, saying she is profoundly sorry and that the language used was wrong. However, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has hit back, telling the Dáil it was the content of her remarks, not the language used, that has caused widespread upset. He also challenged the Taoiseach on whether or not he would be calling for the resignation of Ms Bradley. Simon Coveney says he believes she did make a mistake, but says he looks forward to working with her into the future.
Deputy, I made it very clear to the Secretary of State last night that I believed that her statement was wrong, that it was ill-advised, and that it would cause deep offence to many people. I think she recognises that, but she can speak for herself. And I think it's a very unusual situation where in a different parliament, a minister of another government is commenting on another minister. I have to say that I work with Karen Bradley on many issues. I believe she's a good person. I believe she's made a mistake here, and she's apologising for it and trying to correct it today. And I hope that she will be able to do that in a way that is convincing for the families that are impacted and affected by the statement that was made yesterday. And I will continue to work with her to try to ensure that what was agreed between two governments and political parties as a way forward on legacy, which is hugely important on so many levels, but in particular for victims and their families across Northern Ireland, from both communities and none, that actually that be followed through on now. That's not to say that it's straightforward, because we know that politics in London is challenging right now to bring forward legislation linked to legacy. That's no secret. But I made it very clear what the Irish government's position is. We will not support a legacy process that is not fair and balanced, and that doesn't treat all crimes and killings during the Troubles in Northern Ireland in a way that is consistent with what was agreed at Stormont House.
Journalist Eamon McCann, a former Foyle MLA, was one of the leaders of the civil rights movement in the 1960s and 1970s. He says there's widespread outrage to Karen Bradley's remarks in Derry.
And I think there's very rarely that we're all unanimous in these parts or any other parts, I suppose. But I haven't heard a single person express any view other than that this is entirely unacceptable and that Ms. Bradley should resign. I mean, that is, everyone one talks to said that very difficult to see how she could carry on as Secretary of State after this disaster. But then again, when you think it through, who's going to replace her?
There's been a collision on the Port Road in Letterkenny, close to the Institute of Technology. It's understood one of the vehicles involved is an ambulance. There are no details of injuries, if any, and traffic delays are being reported. 100 new jobs are to be created in the northwest. Terex Corporation, based in Campsie Derry, has today announced the creation of new engineering posts as part of a £12 million investment. Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, John Boyle, says today's announcement sends out a clear message to other potential investors.
And my view is further evidence of our city's growing offering in terms of the skills base that we have and the investment proposition that we present. These are high quality jobs. And they do reflect a very significant commitment from a serious global player such as Terex, who are a company involved in materials processing equipment. That's what they make. So these are very significant manufacturing jobs. They are building a manufacturing facility in the city, investing £12 million into the city, and of course initially creating 100 jobs. here in the Northwest. So great news all around.
And as you say, a major global player, perhaps maybe this will be paving the way for more companies like this to follow suit and invest in Derry.
Absolutely. I think this sends out a very positive message to other companies, other foreign direct investors who would be considering Derry and the wider Northwest, the city region, Derry and indeed Donegal as a place, a good place to do business. And that's something that as a city and district council and I myself have been working very diligently on for the past 12 months. And indeed, in my term as mayor, we have actually seen the announcement of 800 new jobs into our city region, that's really good news, and of course I would like to see that upward trend continue.
Integrated health services across the Irish border will be hugely impacted after Brexit. That's according to a group of residents which is planning a series of protests from Dundalk to Derry for the day after Britain leaves the EU. Border Residents Against Brexit says a number of issues like health, tourism and logistics haven't even been considered in Brexit talks. Health spokesperson for the group is Donegal pharmacist Tom Murray.
The integrated health services across the border aren't even being talked about. There's shared ENT services across the northwest. There's out-of-hours doctor services shared across both sides of the border. All those things haven't even been discussed. There isn't even a health plan to maintain those services, but they haven't even discussed a plan B about how the services will be affected.
A second round of public consultation is to be held on potential link routes on the Twin Towns bypass. It forms part of the wider TEN-T project, which is currently moving towards final route selection. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council confirmed this afternoon that a further public consultation event will be held next week to consider potential link route corridors to connect Ballybuffet to the proposed Donegal TEN-T road project. The event takes place on Thursday next, the 14th of March, in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet from 2pm to 8pm. It'll focus specifically on potential route corridors identified in relation to the link road to Ballybuffet that will then provide the connection between the proposed scheme and the existing road network. It's part of the Donegal 10T Priority Road Improvement Projects, which involves the improvement of three sections of the National Road. They include the Ballybuffet-Stranorter Urban Region, the N56 N13 Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, and the N14 Manor Cunningham to Lifford and onto the Strabane A5 link. It's expected the final preferred route corridors for each section of the project will be presented to the public at further events in the coming months.
Meanwhile, upgrade works in Kilmacrenan are said to be on course to finish ahead of schedule. Minister Joe McHugh says the €19 million works on the N56 along the Blue Banks has been a big success for the county and it's hoped works will be completed by Easter. He says another €34 million will be spent on roads in the county this year. A major investigation has been launched in County Down after the bodies of a teenage girl, a woman and a man were found in an apartment block. The discovery was made in the Glenree Court in Newry at around 11 o'clock this morning. Police are treating the deaths as suspicious and say post-mortem examinations will be carried out. The street, which is near the city centre, has been closed off. Local councillor Charlie Casey says he's received an update from police.
Yeah, I spoke with one of the local duty inspectors earlier on today and his opinion was they can rule out gas or carbon monoxide. And he said to me when the investigation has been completed, he says, I think, it's my opinion, that the entire community will be in complete and utter shock as to what has happened here today.
There are genuine fears that someone will be killed at a busy junction just outside Letterkenny. It's understood that cars are overtaking vehicles signalling to exit onto the Listillion Junction on the main Drumkeen to Letterkenny Road, with claims that a major road traffic collision was narrowly avoided only last week. It has led to calls on Donegal County Council to put in place safety measures and additional signage to warn motorists of the dangers. Councillor Adrian Glacken says it's vital that the local authority addresses the issues there.
A near miss, for an almost serious traffic accident there in the past week. Obviously, there's a huge volume of traffic coming in both directions on that road. We're talking from the main Drumkeen towards Letterkenny Road, where cars are turning on left at Listillion Junction. There is median lines on the road there, in fairness, but obviously with the momentum and the sheer volume of cars coming, with the cars turning in there to the left to Listillion Junction, cars are overtaking on the median line, and this is causing problems where cars cars from the other direction coming from Letterkenny towards Drumkeen are pulling in to cut into the Listillion Junction there as well, and there was a very close to a serious traffic incident there last week.
What would you like to see there, judging by the fact that the council already have white lines and so on? You're looking for something a bit more than that.
Well, perhaps it could be signs, no overtaking signs, maybe coming up to the junction. Like I have been up to visit and investigate. There's no signs there to the junction coming, like maybe, or no overtaking. There's also maybe the possibility there, I'm not sure if it's feasible or not, there's a green area just before the junction where perhaps it could be a slip road similar to what you have outside the LYT there, where cars could slide in to go into the junction, which doesn't inhibit the traffic that's following them, because the sheer momentum of the cars coming, like it's 100 kilometres per hour road as well, the sheer momentum of cars, you know, they're, as the car pulls in, they're just drifting out onto the median. Of course, it's on just past the corner as well, so the danger is there that perhaps they don't see the cars that are pulled into the central reservation.
The head of the Department of Public Expenditure has hit out at how politicians treat civil servants. Robert Watt has been speaking to two Oireachtas committees about the overruns at the National Children's Hospital. It's raised questions about how the hospital was tendered. Secretary General at the department, Robert Watt, has defended how his staff handled the situation.
I don't think it's appropriate that officials are named as they have been, which are now named in the chamber, the Dáil Chamber. Shouldn't happen. It happens now repeatedly without any sanction, without anybody saying nay. I'm not happy about remarks that are made about civil servants repeatedly where they can't defend themselves. I'm not happy about all that.
There's been a 14% fall in the number of people signing on the live register in Donegal. As of the end of February, there were 10,343 people on the live register in the county, down 1,743 on the same period last year. The numbers fell in all offices in the county. Catherine Gaffney has more.
There were 1,009 people signing on in Dunloe and 725 in Dunfanaghy, both down 17%. Falls of 16% were recorded in the Inishowen and Ballybuffet offices, with 1,807 and 1,418 signing on respectively. There were 573 people on the register in Killybegs, down 15%, while Letterkenny had 3,133 signing on, down 14%. There were 700 people signing on in the Donegal town area at the end of last month, a fall of 11%, while in Ballyshannon there was a fall of 6%, with 978 people on the register there.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Mike McCarthy's squad news, and Mike McCarthy's quest to bring in goals to his Republic of Ireland squad have seen him mine League 1 and League 2 for new call-ups. Luton's James Collins is League 1's top scorer with 20 goals, and he earns a call-up for the qualifiers with Gibraltar and Georgia, as does Newport's FA Cup hero Padraig Amond, who of course played for Sligo Rovers. Uncapped goalkeeping trio of Kevin Kelleher, Kieran O'Hara and Mark Travers are all among McCarthy's squad of 38, as is Sunderland's on-loan defender Jimmy Dunn. There's a familiar tone to the rest of the squad, with Aidan McGeady, James McCarthy and Glenn Whelan all earning recalls. Seamus Coleman, Shane Duffy, James McLean and Ronan Curtis also remain in the squad. However, there's no room for Patrick Bamford, but based on a conversation at the weekend, McCarthy says the lead striker is still keen to join the squad.
I asked him the question, is it still the same? Do you still want to join us? Do you still want to come? Yes, was the answer. And so then it's a matter of me to just having a chat with him. And I stressed to him that if he wants to be involved in June, we'll have to get it done as quickly as possible.
On the pitch tonight, Arsenal and Chelsea are both in Europa League Class 16 action. Arsenal there in France to face Rennes, that's at 5:55. While at 8 o'clock, Chelsea, they entertain Dynamo Kiev. And Lionel Messi, he's back in the Argentina squad for the first time since last year's World Cup. The Barcelona forward hasn't played for the national side since the 4-3 loss to France in the last 16 in Russia. But Messi has been included in new head coach Lino Scaloni's 27-man squad for Argentina. Argentina's friendlies with Venezuela and Morocco. However, there's no room for Manchester City striker Sergio Aguero. Back at home, Derry City have been hit with a blow that Michael McCrudden
could be out for 3 months. The striker suffered a broken metatarsal in training this week and is set for a lengthy spell on the sideline. McCrudden, who started Derry's last two games, only joined from Institute in mid-February. Derry play the joint leaders Bows on Friday night at Dalymount Park. Manager Declan Devine will also have to plan without the injured Patrick McLean and the suspended Jamie McDonough, who has been hit with a 4-game ban for his tackle at Shamrock Rovers. Derry boss Devine says Michael McCrudden's injury is a huge blow.
A huge blow. You know, we were so insistent in getting Michael to the club that when he came in, he's been like a breath of fresh air. He's a fantastic person, fantastic player. He's lit up training over the last couple of weeks, and we were really looking forward to him hitting the ground running. But look, this is a setback. It's not a disaster for him. We're at a stage of the season where, you know, he'll have plenty of time to come back and play plenty of matches, and he's such an important aspect of our team that, you know, he's got the right attitude that will get himself back fit. He's not someone we'll have to look over our shoulder. He's extremely unlucky, and I'm gutted for him and his family, but at the same time, I know Michael McCrudden will come back a bigger and better player for it.
Finn Harps there also back in action tomorrow night. Ollie Horgan's men take on Cork City and Ballybuffet. Gareth Harkin has been added to the injury list after being stretchered off before half-time in Monday night's defeat to Shamrock Rovers. Mark Timlin and Sam Todd, they also missed that game through injury. Sean Boyd and Mark Coyle should return to the squad for tomorrow night's game. John Kavanagh won't feature as he's on loan from Cork City. Kick-off in Finn Park tomorrow night is at 8 o'clock. In Gaelic Games, the LYIT ladies, they play Dundalk IT on Friday afternoon in this year's Moynihan Cup Colleges final. That's in Broombridge, Dublin. Both won their respective semi-finals on Tuesday evening against DCU and UCC. It'll be the first time the sides have met this season. Damien Devaney is joint manager of the ladies. He's joint manager with Michael Murphy. Here's Damien Devaney.
The last two performances we'd be very happy with. You know, if we could get something similar and maybe add another couple of percent onto it, we'll definitely not be far away. You know, the performance of last day was really, really good, and kept at it for the full 60 minutes. You know, we finished very strong, and same the week before, even in the quarter final when we were well ahead, you know, the girls played it out to the end and kept going for scores and kept attacking, and the wee bit of competition for places, I suppose, helps that as well. You know, we've had a strong bench the last 2 days out too, so hopefully now if we can get we have a good squad, so if we need to make changes, they're there too. So hopefully with the squad we have, we'd like to think that we're really in with a good chance.
Yeah, the LYIT ladies in action tomorrow afternoon. There's more from Damien on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In badminton, Chloe and Sam McGee are back in action in Birmingham at the All England Open, the latest round of the BWF World Tour. The full pair are playing opposition from Thailand in the last 16. That game has just got underway. In golf on the European Tour this week, it's the Qatar Masters is taking place in Doha. Gavin Moynihan's the only Irishman taking part. He's 1 under par after the first round of 71. He's 4 shots off the lead, which is held jointly by Adri Arnos of Spain and Justin Walters of South Africa. They're both on 5 under par. There's 7 players, 1 shot off the lead on 4 under par. In the PGA Tour this week, it's the Arnold Palmer Invitational taking place in Orlando in Florida. Defending champion Rory McIlroy, he tees off at 5:33 Irish time. 2 Irish players on the course the minute, Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell. They're playing together. They're both 2 under par through 12 holes. That leaves them 5 shots off the lead, which has currently been held by Rafa Cabrera-Bello. He's 7 under playing the last hole. Keegan Bradley, he's 5 under after 16 holes, 2 shots off the lead. Finally for this evening, in horse racing, Road to Respect is to run in the Ryanair Chase at next week's Cheltenham Festival and not the Gold Cup. The Gigginstown horse was 4th in last year's Gold Cup behind Road to Respect and had been among the favourites for this year's renewal. Jockey Nico de Boinville has elected to ride Angel's Breath over stablemate Mr. Fisher in next week's Supreme Novices Hurdle. The next sport here in Highland Bath, the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, the family of Clodagh Hall are meeting the Garda Commissioner today as they continue their fight for a full inquiry into the case. Clodagh Hall and her 3 young sons, Liam, Niall and Ryan, were murdered by her husband, Alan, in August 2016 in County Cavan. CMBG reports from Garda headquarters.
Earlier this year, Clodagh's mother and sister were refused copies of the Garda files from the investigation into the murders of their family members. They want a fresh and full inquiry. They also want a review of inheritance law, where a spouse benefits financially from domestic killings. Last week, the family met with the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. He arranged for them to meet Commissioner Drew Harris this afternoon, where Clodagh's mother Mary and sister Jacqueline will once again seek access to Garda files and a new inquiry into the murders.
Irish Water says it is working to end the discharge of untreated wastewater into Tawny Bay by developing a new wastewater treatment plant as part of the Kilcar Surge scheme. However, Irish Water says it was not possible to secure all necessary lands and wayleaves on a voluntary basis, so a compulsory purchase order is being sought. Meanwhile, as the utility commences work on the water treatment plant at Mina Wheel, a West Donegal councillor says more investment is needed in the water network in the area. Upgrade works at the plant in Crawley is set to cost in the region of €1 million. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Osbach says more needs to be done.
Our water infrastructure right around the whole county, and especially very much West Donegal, needs huge, massive investment, and it's important to give recognition and recognise the important works when it does start.
But from your point of view, this is by no means going to solve all the problems in West Donegal, and you'll be keeping the pressure on Irish Water for more investment.
Yes, I've been in contact with Irish Water today again, looking at making just in relation to this project itself, but as you can see, there's quite a lot of work happening in the area from an electorate and a fast, and now good work being done by workers down in Gador, but that itself isn't anywhere near enough. Our water infrastructure has been for decades and decades by successive governments have been left to the wayside and no proper investment whatsoever, and we have a whole water infrastructure right around the whole county that is in massive need of proper investment, and unfortunately this is not forthcoming to date, even though that I recognise the work that has been started, because I've been involved in quite a lot of it myself, but the state needs to invest and invest properly.
And a Donegal deputy has welcomed confirmation that fishing crew can claim compensation for loss of earnings in the event of a no-deal Brexit. At this week's Committee for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, confirmation was given that crew fishermen, as well as boat owners and skippers, will be able to access compensation for loss of earnings from the European Maritime Fisheries Fund. However, Deputy Thomas Pringle has hit out that factory workers within the industry will not be afforded the same treatment.
Particularly in relation to killing eggs and mackerel fisheries, which would be greatly affected by a no-deal Brexit. The factory workers there depend on the mackerel to get any work that would be going at the start of the year. That is lost. That will have a huge impact on them, and I think that they should be included within the department's consideration as well for compensation, because it's not enough to say that they should rely on the department as well for their needs, and I think that would be vitally important as well.
For weather now, blustery at first this evening with sunny spells and isolated showers in fresh to strong and gusty northwest winds. Any remaining showers will die out early tonight with lowest temperatures of -1 to +1 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Northern Ireland Secretary says her comment that killings carried out by the security forces during the Troubles were not crimes was deeply insensitive. However, Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty has hit back, telling the Dáil it was the content of her remarks, not the language used, that has caused widespread upset. 100 new jobs are to be created in the Northwest region. Tarek Corporation, based in Campsie Derry, has today announced the creation of new engineering posts as part of a £12 million investment. There are genuine fears that someone will be killed at a busy junction just outside Letterkenny. It's understood that cars are overtaking vehicles signalling to exit onto the Listillion Junction on the main Drumkeen to Letterkenny Road, with claims that a major road traffic collision was narrowly avoided only last week. And there's been a 14% fall in the number of people signing on the live register in Donegal. As of the end of February, there were 10,343 people on the live register in the county, down 1,743 on the same period last year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 7th of March. The death has occurred at University Hospital Galway of Cathal Magee, Boyle, County Roscommon, and formerly of Meanmore, Dunloe. Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Boyle, on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Assilin Cemetery. The death has taken place of Marion Tye, Drumadui, Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home with viewing until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 4pm to 6:45pm. Removal at 6:45 tomorrow to St. Mary's Church Fawn to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Saturday morning at 11, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Bridie Gormley, 49, Salawillie Road, Altahoney, Claudie. Her funeral will leave her late home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Craigban, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Three Islands Nursing Home, Tomb, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Billy Wilkie, Drumatoland, St. Johnson. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Rye Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard.